I rise to speak about another important piece of legislation impacting individuals with disabilities. Every member of the Senate, Republican, Democrat, conservative, moderate, liberal, is sympathetic to the challenges, physical, emotional, and financial, faced by families raising and caring for those with disabilities. We commend the commitment, the sacrifice, and the investment that they devote. While our good wishes are no doubt appreciated, it is our constructive actions that provide true help. In every way, policies and programs designed for individuals who have a disability should aim at helping them achieve the greatest level of independence their capabilities and their spirit will allow. That is clearly the purpose of this legislation headed to the governor very shortly. The policy details match the good intentions of an approach that is entitled Achieving Better Life Experience, commonly known as ABLE. Setting up tax-free savings accounts modeled after our highly popular and successful college tuition account program seems like a simple thing. But it is a very big step because families can now continue to receive essential services plus set aside money for possibilities to overcome barriers and exceed limitations for protection against any serious setbacks. No longer will one subtract from the other. In this skeptical age, it is necessary to reinforce that nothing is being given away here. Rather, we are encouraging and supporting family initiative and family responsibility. It is my experience, and in my experience, no one works more diligently, more passionately than disability advocates, and that includes groups, families, and individuals who relate their stories. So for them, this is a victory well earned and well deserved. And I'd just like to take a moment to thank the individuals who help work on this legislation. Special thanks to Senator Tina Tartaglione, who has been a champion, Senator Bob Casey, who authored the ABLE accounts at the federal level, Senator John Eichelberger in our Finance Committee, Representative Bernie O'Neill and Representative Jim Marshall on the House side, Kathy Aiken of our staff, and the folks at the Treasury Department who will implement this bill. So I urge an affirmative vote on concurrence and want to thank everyone for their commitment to helping us continue to serve individuals with disabilities across the Commonwealth.